Black Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
It's our bonus show. What a wonderful way to get the free show each and every day. When you buy the bonus show, we can stay on the air. Less than coffee. No, it's not free. Buy the bonus show. See, when you support us by purchasing the bonus show at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, you help keep the weekly shows free, and the show can grow so you get more. Go by the bonus show. So go by the bonus show. fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show, everybody. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the delivery guy who picked up all the baby gifts Beyonce returned to Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Wow. Welcome to the show, everybody. It is a very, very small show today.
Small show.
A small show, Lip, and I'm not talking
as in little.
As in little fella.
Yeah.
Shows. a very, very special show for you today. So, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and grab your kids, because this will probably be the first episode that you'll ever be able to have your kids listen to the show and not be offended by anything.
Don't lie to them like that.
Don't promise anything.
Lip, what do you expect is going to happen? We're going to be talking about Disneyland, and
we'll probably be out of here at an hour.
Yeah.
Wow.
I give myself 45 minutes before I say, screw it, I'm out of here. This show is too prissy.
Ooh.
A prissy little show. Mm. But the reason why it's going to be a prissy little show, that's not what we're here for. The reason why we're here.
Yep.
We are joined in studio today by two special guests who have their own show on the B2B Radio Network. But before we get to them, we got to do something that we always do at the top of the show, because she's already chiming in on Twitter.
Yes.
Martha Moo, what it do? Off the Twitter. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. She's there with her tacos in arm. Tacos before vatos.
Yeah.
Is what she has printed on her shirt. But we have two little special guests. They're not little. They're hairy and opinionated.
Yeah. They were little at one point.
They were. And I miss those days. They're no longer little anymore. But I am talking about the host and co-host of Little Fellow Radio, the show that tries its best to outbest Fat Guy Radio Show.
Tries.
But it's
impossible. Yeah, we already accomplished
that. It's impossible to do. But please welcome, put your hands together, drop your tacos, put your hands together, take them apart, put them back together again. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome AJ and Sydney, host of Little Fellow Radio 2, Fat Guy Radio Show. Welcome, you two.
I'm clapping for myself.
Yay! What's new?
Two little.
Hi.
Welcome, you two little asshats. How you doing?
I was good until you insulted me.
I didn't. How was that insulting?
You said our show would never be as good as yours. We already beat that milestone.
Come on now. Yeah, we already accomplished beating Fat Guy Radio. Everybody knows. It's okay.
I believe you admitted, I think last week, that we had more downloads than you.
For your first show, yeah.
We still have more downloads than you.
For your first show.
You're facts. In the middle of your season.
There's still facts.
We don't have... That's how we know this show is bigger. We don't have seasons.
Okay, yes, but you're continuously running, and we beat you with one episode of our season.
Yeah, of a season. Come on now.
We beat your continually running show.
Off the Twitter, Mata Martha says, aw, so cute.
We're not cute.
We're not cute.
You damn right about that. Neither one.
Wow.
They are hairy and opinionated. Lip is going to have fun over there on the levels tonight, Lip.
Okay, why do I have to be hairy?
I was going
to
say, you're very hairy all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Because you're both hairy and opinionated. You're not smooth little balls of love anymore that I could just cuddle and hold up. Sydney, I used to put you on my shoulders and drop you.
And what? AJ, I used to...
It explains so much with you.
I used to throw you up against the wall and you bounce off and giggle. I can't do that anymore.
I mean, you can still throw me against the wall. I might not giggle, but you can still do that.
You might not giggle.
Now you guys want credit cards and car keys and...
I'll take the car keys.
Of course
we'll
you
take
will.
Those.
Of course. I don't know when the last time I drove my own car.
You don't have a life to go and use a car. You'd probably take it to the store and back to the house. I have friends.
Actually, that's not incorrect. I have friends. Okay, I drive with my friends,
I've
but not
friends.
To places. Okay, we just drive. Where
so,
else? I don't have
so
money.
So fun. That sounds like an amazing night.
I don't have money to spend. Like, I can't go somewhere and buy something. What am I supposed to do?
Here's the deal. You take his money. I'll take his car. We can meet up somewhere.
All right. Down.
So
let's go.
I'm sorry to interrupt your plans of you guys trying to ruin my life completely, but Lady K off the Twitter says, hey, AJ. Hey, Sydney.
Hello,
Hi.
Lady K.
And you guys know we got to give our Lady K. And she also likes tacos, too. I don't know why she put that in there, but she did.
Nice.
But that's,
I love tacos,
We
too.
All love tacos.
And we also love music.
Yes.
Yes.
And I would you agree, AJ and Sydney, that we like music, yet we like different type of music.
Different genres, a lot of
right.
different genres.
I'm eclectic when it comes to music. I will listen to anything but hip-hop and the rap singers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen to the rap singers, and AJ knows the rule. No rap before noon. Because I don't want to hear it before noon.
No rap.
Never heard that
no
rule
rap
before.
Music before noon, and you can only play it from noon to 12:01.
Yep. And then it's over.
Half so that's song. Like not even a full song.
Not my problem. They should make them shorter. They should make the songs shorter.
Wow.
And Sydney, you. And
I grew up on that.
Well, like, Sydney, you listen to the I'm going to bite a head off of a bat, drink its blood, and spit it in the air, and then bathe the audience in the music, right?
Are you emo all of a sudden?
No.
Are
okay,
you sure?
I don't. I listen to a lot of different music, but I've. Maybe.
That was Maybe. An admission of guilt. She eventually got to the admission of guilt. See, Sydney, that's step one.
Step one.
Admitting you have a problem.
I mean, it's not a problem. There's a lot. If it was a problem, a lot of people would have it.
Well, they do have that problem.
They do. And they all go to
no.
meetings. The only difference is you haven't made it to any meetings.
No, not yet. We're waiting. I'm getting the schedule next week.
And then my little guy, who's sitting across the console from me, who's normally in this chair.
I feel so weird.
No, you don't, Mata Martha. You don't have to keep it G-rated today. Have you wait until you discover what kind of music they listen to, and you'll be fine. Mata Martha off the Twitter chimes in. She says, oh, man, I have to keep it rated G today.
Not today.
No,
sorry, your boyfriend isn't here.
Mata Martha, yeah, DT's not here. We gave him the night off.
It's okay. I'm better than DT. Anyway.
But you know, you know what? Hold on. Stop Shade. The show. Stop the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Lip is back.
Yeah. I'm
Our
back.
Producer is back.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you over there.
He had 2 days off or three weeks off, damn near, right?
2 weeks.
2 weeks off, and he is back. So welcome back, Lip.
Thank you.
I don't feel like this is like your welcome back show because we taped Afterburn yesterday.
Yes.
So for July's Afterburn, and folks, I'm telling you this right now. Listen, it's your boy Corey Blaze right here. I'm talking to you. If you want to buy any show, it is going to be the July Afterburn show because you're going to want to be around for what's going to happen in August. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But welcome back, Lip. I'm happy that you're here.
Thank you.
Now back to the two little ankle biters that are trying to ruin my life.
I am tall enough to bite an elbow.
Okay.
I am tall enough to bite an elbow.
So you little elbow biters, here's the thing. We all like different music. Sydney's into the email biter rats. Email.
Emo.
The emojis bite a ear music. AJ.
Thanks for remembering my name.
Who? My boy. My love. My heart. My tax deduction.
I got something in my eye.
Has something in his eye, and he has a very colorful, eclectic eclectic music base, but some very colorful hip hop songs.
Mm. Colorful, as in
colorful.
There were words in some of those songs that you were playing, AJ, that I didn't even know existed.
Is that so?
I don't think they exist.
They do exist because when it was his birthday party and I had all of his feet-smelling friends piled up into a rental car that they charged me $100 to clean out because it smelled like feet and Cheetos, the music that he was playing DJ was very colorful. Therefore, enacted the rule of hip-hop after 12 only and over at 1201.59.
Is the music my friends and I like to listen to?
The music you and your friends like to listen to have words in it that I don't even know.
That's why I played a different assortment of music, but I had to play music that would also entertain them.
I get that, because you are an entertainer as I am. However, my ears bled.
I'm not going to lie. Mine did too. I don't always listen to that music. I'm more into like singing and less colorful music.
I was shocked by it, but I didn't want to call you out in front of your friends.
You should
have. You did.
Did I?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Nice.
Oops.
The very next day, you're just like, no hip hop before noon.
Were they in the car when I said that?
Yes, they were.
Did I embarrass you?
Well, they kind of looked at me like, well, what are you going to play then?
Yeah, because cause your friends don't think there's any other music but hip hop and hip hop hip.
No, some like country.
And some like...
biting bat heads and bathing in blood.
Okay, why do you guys think that's the only genre of music I listen to?
Because what genre of music do you listen to?
You notice how AJ just deflected off of his friends right onto Sydney?
Yeah.
He doesn't think I picked that up, but I totally was paying attention.
How you doing, AJ? How you feeling?
How you gonna get busted on the show?
Moving on. We're not gonna talk about my failures. Let's talk about others.
It's not a failure. It's not a failure. You just like the Afro-American genre of music that they like to slap and pimp their women of color.
I like all sorts of music.
Mana Martha classifies it as hood S.
And she wouldn't be lying.
Right. And you are not hood, but you would say you may be hood adjacent.
Yes, in a way.
In a way.
In a way, he's hood adjacent.
I was born in a bougie neighborhood.
Yes.
And raised in the ghetto.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, okay. Well.
I could have been completely different if I stayed in the bougie. But I went to the ghetto.
That's very true. And you know whose fault that is? Your mama's.
Could you give me the salt? Please. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. I'm going to need the pepper also.
What exactly do you think you're doing?
I'm asking for pepper.
Like hell you were. What was that?
I don't know what you're talking about,
Hunter. You're trying to insult me here in the shelter that I built that's keeping you alive? You don't think I see what you just did? Is that how you thank me for saving your life?
All right, calm down.
Shut up! Shut up and stay in your seat! Is it? Well, let me tell you. I know what a traitor looks like. Understand? I have shown you nothing but generosity and hospitality. I want you to apologize. To tell me you're going to behave.
I will.
You will what?
I'll behave.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, it's the internet's funniest radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, United States of America, and broadcasting to 79 different countries with over three quarters of a million downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics all over the world. And I'm talking about you, ladies and gentlemen, out there listening to us now. I am your host, Corey Blaze. That is our executive producer, Philippius, right over
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
And joining us in the co-host one seat is my little guy, AJ.
How do you do?
And also joining us is the beautiful and talented Sydney.
Heyo.
We like the show to be interactive for our live stream viewers. Please tweet me and the guys during the show, just like Mata Martha did a few minutes ago, where she tweeted in, "What it do, Felipe?"
What it do?
What it do, Felipe? And she likes her ghetto Mexican music. So tweet me at Fat Guy Radio Show, and your comments may make it on the air. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Amazon. There is so much that you can do on Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, but there's something in particular that we want you to pay attention to. Prime Day is coming up on July 11th, and folks, the deals that are leaking out through some of the newsletters that Amazon is releasing to its Prime members are going to be incredible. But this is what we want you to do. You can still take advantage of those same deals by shopping through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. I mean, the TV prices are crazy, and all the kids are at home right now for summer break. If they're not in the studio with you crashing your show, they're going to need entertainment. And I'm telling you, Prime July 11th is Prime Day, and take advantage of those Prime Day benefits through fatguyradioshow.com and bookmark it. Amazon, a proud partner of Fat Guy Radio Show, and we thank you in advance for doing so. So, welcome to the show, everybody. As I mentioned, we are joined in studio by AJ and Sydney of Little Fellow Radio at littlefellowradio.com. They are in season 5.
Yes, indeed.
I'm just going to point out that you said how many downloads you guys get. I feel like that was a stab at us for saying that we got more downloads than you a couple weeks ago.
No, it was not a stab at you because, and it's not your fault because you guys are
It's not our fault. Is that supposed to be?
No.
Is that supposed to be a comfort sentence?
Listen to me. Are you giving us pity at this point?
No, I'm not. I'm going to actually give you a fact. The reason why that wasn't a stab at you because that is our standard opener. And you guys would have not known that because you guys don't listen to the show because you're not in the age bracket.
Not in the age bracket?
No.
I'll have you know that I am a very young, older teenager.
A very young, older teenager.
I am still in the prime of my teenager.
But it wasn't a stab at you, so stop being sensitive, you little asshats.
I am not sensitive.
Listen. You were, oh my God, you did 5 1/4 million
okay,
downloads.
Did you hear how he threw it in there again?
You're pointing at us because we don't have that in there just because we get more downloads than you jump off skin the fly.
Yeah, well, at least people like our show.
That's very true. No one likes this show. They just listen to it because they want to send me inappropriate things about nibbling on parts of my body on Twitter. But that's okay. I'm enjoying my own Twitter conversation.
Those chicken nuggets.
Flip, you're absolutely right. We're glad that you two are here and you want to check out Little Fellow Radio that airs during their summer school break at littlefellowradio.com. They stream on their Facebook page as well. Give that a like, and they're also on Twitter and Instagram as well. Little Fellow Radio, all one word, LIL Fella Radio. Check them out. It's a very engaging show, even though they keep firing their producers, but we won't get into that.
If our producers didn't mess up all the time, they wouldn't be fired.
Yeah, you're a lot like me, but I have never fired my producer.
Because if you fired him, he'd probably take the whole operation down with him.
He knows too much. He knows way too much.
That's why you rotate people that are with you.
That is very true. But no.
But no.
No, it's very well documented on the show. I wouldn't do this show. If Lip left, the show would be over. Close it down. Good night, everybody.
That's because you need him.
Yeah.
I do. I need
him. In more ways than one.
Lip, don't you feel needed now?
Yeah.
Don't you feel loved?
Don't look at me like that.
I know. Mata Martha misses her interactions with D-Tay. Mata Martha, I know.
1 week won't kill you.
He's at a concert. He chose a concert over us.
He chose a concert over you, Mata Martha.
The shade.
He chose a concert.
The shade.
Oh, wow. I can't get to it fast enough. Here it is.
I think a few choice words are needed for him.
A few?
I can imagine her tweets are just like, he is dead to me.
Some expletives would probably be able to be thrown in there. So what I was trying to get to at the opening of the show before you guys just ranted on your own little rants, here's the thing. Top singers ever. There was a list
ever.
Best singers of all time the list that came out. And I wanted to see how you guys all agree. Now, I'm going to go, because there's like 10 of them, and this is going to play some audio, of course, because that's what every website wants you to do. They always want you to play a video when you go to their website.
Very professional.
I'm going to go 10 up. of the ranking that they have, and this is from the top10s.com. Really, you know, they did a lot of work on the title of the website. Top 10 list on top10singers.com, and I'll give a buzzer or a dinger if you feel that you think they deserve their ranking. Number 10, Axl Rose.
I can't agree or deny that because I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, I'm in the middle. I don't know who that is either.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
I think I might have heard the name. Yeah. I knew that was a guy. There's a slight chance I might have heard the name passed around.
He was in a band.
He is the founder and lead singer of the hard rock band Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Oh.
He's way out of your age bracket.
I mean, I know the band, but I don't know.
Well, you know
anything
what?
From them.
Just for Lady K off the Twitter says no, so we're going to give him a buzzer. Number 9. These are the list of best singers of all time. Madonna.
No. That's an X. That is an.
It gets a big X.
That's a big X.
Give her a big X there.
Madonna shouldn't even be in the top 100.
She
used her body to get famous.
I've never found an interest in Madonna.
No?
Never. I've never listened to anyone.
You never wanted
songs.
To Vogue? You never wanted to wear cone tip bras?
She never really. I don't want to feel like a good artist.
I don't want to feel like a virgin for the very first time either.
Yeah, I like that song though. I've heard that song. I didn't know that.
Like it was by
Madonna.
You know what? I'm impressed that you even know that. So I'm going to give her a bell dinger. Here we go. Lip, this was right up your alley. Ranked in at number 8, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, my alley.
Sure. Frank Sinatra, number 8.
No.
I don't know who that is.
All right, Sydney, thank you very much. We're gonna give him a buzzer for that.
Maybe top 15, top 20, but not
top
10.
Okay. Number 7, John Lennon. Neither one of you are going to know who
I know who John Lennon is.
Do you really?
Wasn't John Lennon in the Beatles?
Yes, he was.
Whoa.
He was
AJ knows his
co-founder of the, he has a very eclectic background. It just happens to include the hip-hop singers.
I feel like I'm being dissed at the same time as being complimented. I'm going to push that to the side for later.
It was a backhanded compliment, just slightly.
Just slightly?
Just get rid of the hip-hop, baby. That's all I'm asking.
You can't get rid of hip-hop.
Yes, you can. Just stop listening to
it. Don't get rid of hip-hop.
There's a few songs I like, so I can't stop listening to it. Like,
so yes or no on John Lennon?
I don't know much about
the Mata Martha says yes. Lady K says no. Lady K says yes because she's on a delay. All right. Number 6, Paul McCartney.
No.
I don't
you
like his
know
name.
Who Paul McCartney
I do know who Paul McCartney
I am impressed
is.
By you right now. Even more so than I always am. My little lope.
I'm loped out today.
Do you have any idea what who Paul McCartney is?
No, but I don't like his name, so
You want to know why you don't know who Paul McCartney is, Sydney?
No.
Because he doesn't bite the heads off of bats and spit their blood into the crowd.
I thought it was bathe the bat's blood in
the There crowd. Will never be a Paul McCartney mosh pit.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised who moshes at concerts.
Who moshes at concerts. The fact that you know that concerts can mosh even further solidifies the fact that you are emo.
No!
An emo.
Okay,
was her name?
No! I can't with you guys right now.
That's okay. You don't have to.
There's been like really like subtle songs or artists that like have seen mosh pits happen like at this one artist.
When was the last time Beyonce had a mosh pit at one of her concerts?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I've never been to a Beyonce concert. Oh,
neither have I. But
when Kim Kardashian showed up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, with presents and she says you can have these back.
Okay.
You know, I like Beyonce just a little bit more just for doing that. That was hilarious. All right. I don't even know who this guy is, but he's coming in at number 5. Oh, by the way, Lady K said yes to anything, or Mata Martha said yes to anything, Beatles. And Lady K said something, and I lost a 50-50. So I'll give her a bell buzzer. Robert Plant.
Crickets.
I have no idea who that is. I've never heard that name.
How is he in the top
Give him
five?
A buzzer. If we don't know who he is, he can't be that special.
He gets a buzzer. Number 4, I almost agree with this. And then we'll go around and give each one of our top 2. We'll give our top 2. But number 4 on the list, Whitney Elizabeth Houston. Whitney Houston. Number four.
Gotta, I love.
Yeah, giving me a Whitney thumb. Houston. Giving me a thumbs up on radio is not gonna work. Yeah. No one can hear.
My
your,
bad.
No one can hear your thumbs.
Everybody can hear it. Okay.
Hold on. Oh nope, you can't hear that.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, whatever. So yes, yes.
So Whitney. Yes, you get a Whitney. You get Whitney.
Yes. Okay. She's beautiful.
Out of the best singers in the world.
Best singers of all time.
Yeah, I guess I agree with number four for Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Lady K gives her a buzzer.
I like Lady
the
K.
The top three better be amazing, though, if Whitney's at number four.
I know, right? Lip, yeah. What do you give Whitney? You give her a buzzer or a dinger?
I don't even listen to her, so I don't know.
Give her a... Oh, how dare you?
Well, Lip didn't know, so I just
Lip,
gave her...
How dare
a,
you?
I'll give her one of these. I'll give her a... There we go.
Yeah, just a little. Wow, that made it worse.
A little,
but okay.
Bitty, a little one. Okay. All righty. And number three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the top three. You know what, AJ? You might agree with the top three. All right. Number three, above Whitney Houston, the one, the only, Elvis Presley. A one for the money, a two for the show, three to get it ready. No, go get goon, don't you? Step on my blue suede shoes. I feel alone in this song. Thank you.
Okay, now that that's over.
I know a few songs from Elvis Presley, but I don't really think he was an amazing
you don't
singer.
Think he just,
I don't like him.
I think he was pretty good, but I don't think he's top three.
You don't think he's Sydney?
No.
I'd probably put him at number five.
Really?
Where the other guy was that we don't know.
That other guy was an English singer. That's probably why we're not very familiar with him, because he was bigger overseas. Lady K says yes for Elvis Presley.
I don't think he was a good singer. He mumbled a lot.
Yeah.
But that was the thing.
How can you like someone who mumbles?
Okay, how can people like a lot of rap singers that mumble?
Because they say the same words, so eventually you get
it. No, but they mumble a lot. But it's the same thing with Elvis Presley. Like,
you have
I
to
mean,
think
his songs
of the
were good. I just didn't ever really listen to
think of the generation,
like
too.
It. Well, yeah, but it's like, that was the thing. Like, that he was big. Like
then.
He was, yeah.
Now people
a
just remember
people
him.
A lot of people still listen to him.
But
a lot of people do still listen to him, but a lot of people don't listen to him as well.
They just know of him as the king of rock?
No. You know what a lot of people in your age group thinks of Elvis Presley? They tie it to Lisa Marie Presley.
Who's that?
Okay, maybe not. Lisa Marie Presley was Elvis's daughter that married Michael Jackson.
I knew about that. I just didn't know her name.
All right, now look on Sydney's face is clearly that I have overshot the runway.
Gasp! Michael Jackson was married?
To Lisa Marie Presley at one time, which is Elvis's daughter.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew it from a horrible video, but I knew it.
Sydney, you were not aware of this?
No.
Oh, okay. Nobody can hear your face of disgust on the radio. All right,
number... Emoji face.
Emoji face, because Emo was her name-o. Oh, number, number two, Freddie Mercury.
I'll agree with that.
Oh, wait
one.
A minute. We never got closure on Elvis Presley. Buzzer or dinger, Sydney?
Buzzer.
AJ buzzer. Lip buzzer. I'm going to give him a buzzer dinger because Elvis is iconic.
Yeah.
And there's just no way around what he did for rock music. And I think Lady K gave him a buzzer and a dinger. And Mata Marta passed out. So the...
wow.
She ate too much tacos.
She had too many tacos.
No, she's missing DT.
She is missing DT. She's sitting there. Mata Martha, just go watch a whole lot of the DT clips on Instagram. Good Lord. It was the Mata Martha show on our Instagram feed. Every clip started with, well, Mata Martha, well, Mata Martha, well, Mata Martha. She got a lot of play on Instagram. You're welcome, baby girl, because we love you. All right, number two, Freddie Mercury.
I will agree with that one.
I don't know who that is.
Really, Sydney? You've got to listen to more music other than bat biting.
Say it. Don't say it.
Freddie Mercury was the lead singer of Queen.
What?
I'm so impressed by him right now.
Don't know who Queen is?
Oh, Sydney, baby girl, come on.
Everybody who is anybody knows who Queen is.
Maybe I'm not anybody.
Obviously not.
Okay, well, I
bet you if, Sydney, I bet you if you heard one of their songs, you would probably be able, you would know
maybe.
That they are. And now Queen, Freddie Mercury is dead.
Oh.
He died of the hivy. And now, what's the guy that took over?
Adam Lambert?
Adam Lambert. You know who Adam Lambert is, right? All right, well, we're going to move
on. You are so uncultured.
Wow.
Okay, I grew up with, like, rap and hip-hop. I only know, like, rap and hip-hop, like, old singers. Like, that's it.
Totally unrelated. Like, we're looking for a new co-host for Little Pop Radio.
Right, yeah, no. You ain't getting me?
Do you know the song, We Will Rock You?
We will.
That is Queen.
Who doesn't know that song?
You. Okay. Who doesn't know who Queen is? But
Sydney, the only reason that you know that song is because they play it at your brother's basketball game.
Yeah.
So she knows the song, but not the artist.
Yeah, I just know that.
That's what I said. I said if we play Queen for her, she would probably know half of the songs, just doesn't tie them to Queen and Queen and Freddie Mercury.
I don't pay attention to names. I just pay attention to titles.
All right, well, that's fine. Why sweat the details? All right, and number one. Number one.
I don't agree with it.
I will slap you.
Number one of the top singers of all time, coming in at number one on the longest timpani in the world, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, top singer of all time.
Yes.
I don't.
I'm not gonna like what AJ's about to say.
So. I'm going to agree that he should be number one. Mm-hmm. My inner love for Beyonce says no, but out of, like, just common knowledge, common sense, Michael Jackson is number one.
Okay.
There
but
you go.
But fair to you, AJ, you are a Beyonce apologist, which is fine, but I don't even know where Beyonce ranked on this list.
Probably number 11.
Top 10.
She wasn't in the top 10.
She's probably number 11.
Just before, we're up on a break right here, just to run off a few ones that we didn't mention. 11, Bruno Mars. 12, Adele. 13, Mariah Carey. 14, Steve Perry. 15, Eminem. 16, Celine Dion. I totally disagree with that. 17, Katy Perry. She should be lower. 18, beat him up and throw her out of her car, Rihanna. 19, Amy Lee. 20, he didn't see this coming, Stevie Wonder. And it just kind of goes on.
You're trying to tell me that Katy Perry is better than Beyonce?
That's what this list.
Whoever made.
He's been triggered.
I am beyond triggered.
He shook it.
All right. Well, while AJ has a trigger, we're going to step away for a quick moment. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back on the other side of this break, and we'll be talking private settings on social media accounts. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. You miss a little, you miss a lot.
I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took at me, shook at me, feeling me, singing.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze. From the pain, taking my
message from the veins, speaking my. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. The weather outside is frightful, so why not drown yourself in a pool to cool off a little bit, and you want to have some fun. When I was perusing the Instagram, looking for our upcoming feature for Instagram Follower of the Week later in the show, I saw a lot of people in their pools, and they've got these massive pool floaties, like the big, huge dove, and then they've got the crocodile, and then there's that one commercial that I see on TV where a little kid almost ruined summer because he popped the pool crocodile. If that happens, head over to Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target and get all the pool supplies you need. Target has everything for every outdoor activity that you can think of, and they have misters that you can put out on your back patio if you just have to be outside, or even if you want to have summer inside like I do. There's still decorations, furniture, pictures, movies, everything is available at Target, and you get everything you need, want, or desire at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Fanatics, get on it. Target is monitoring our sales and our movements there, and you've been doing good, but we can always do better. Take advantage of these deals. You can order it and have it delivered to your door, or you can order it through our link and go pick it up at the store if you want to brave the heat wherever you are. Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. And welcome back to the show, Whoa Whoa. If you're just joining us on our live feed, we are joined in studio by the host and co-host of Little Fellow Radio, part of the B2B Radio Network, AJ and Sydney. And then our producer is back, Philippius, and he is working double time tonight, trying to keep the levels in play. So before the break, I mentioned, as AJ during that commercial break went screaming down the hall talking about Katy Perry over Beyonce, Katy Perry over Beyonce, he ripped his shirt off and he was just screaming and yelling. We turned the water hose on him and he's back and he's calm.
I may have punched someone.
Yeah, he punched some old lady that wasn't moving out of the way. But you know what, baby? She had it coming. She should have moved.
It's not my fault. She's slow.
She should have moved. You know, he was upset over Beyonce.
Yeah, and we can all understand.
And when he takes the turn or he gets triggered by the Beyonce, you have to give him his space.
There's no stopping.
I ain't calming him down.
Yeah, no, I ain't going near him.
I turned the water hose on him, and you know
I learned
what?
One time when I got a black eye. No, thank you, yes, not
and,
anymore.
And I did.
My Chris Brown all of a sudden.
Yeah, that one time you got triggered about Beyonce and you Rihanna'd Sydney, and I understand that, but it just kind of happens.
Please don't quote it. Please don't quote him on that.
he Rihanna Sydney.
No, thank you.
Okay, so we all have social media, and we discovered before the show that Lip has Snapchat.
Yeah.
Or something. The lip. Or Instagram. What was it that you would discover?
Snapchat.
You
that's
really?
Collects dust.
You really? Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. You know what?
You still have it. You still
gone.
Made that account.
I can't knock you for it because my Instagram, my Snapchat collects dust sometimes too.
Yeah.
You have a Snapchat?
You don't have him on Snapchat?
Yeah. But no. See, my Snapchat isn't really like all show stuff. Every once in a while, I put something up there for the show, but then I end up saving it to my phone and then posting it to our Instagram page anyway, because that's where most of the people go nowadays, to our Instagram. So no one really follows me. I think I have maybe 10 people that follow me on Snapchat.
10? Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Not even that.
I don't know. But my the only reason why I use Snapchat is because AJ's brother, best friend Karsten, who was on the last episode, the Guy Takeover episode of Little Fellow Radio, I like to put snaps up to make him laugh to the point where he breaks. Mm. So my point of having Snapchat is to break Karsten. And that's the reason why I do it. So I come up with the most funniest out off the wall things, post it up there, and hope that I break Karsten. And sometimes I succeed, and other times I don't.
I just get random messages where it's just like, "Did he really just do that?"
Yeah, yeah, and it's hilarious because I'm a goat.
A goat.
Yes. And by the way, sidebar. God. Okay, so AJ's friends were crashing Casa La Blaze over the AJ's birthday week. I believe it was birthday week.
Weekend.
And one of his friends called me a goat. And
were you making funny noises?
No, I wasn't. I
besides the normal funny ones.
I may have grunted when I got up off my couch, but that's typical. Yeah. But I was called a goat. And at the time, it was funny. You know, it was a hilarious moment. And, you know, I made light of it. It was great. It was a good thing. But it was a compliment.
Yeah.
But it was just this past weekend that I figured out that GOAT is an acronym.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that GOAT was an acronym.
Yeah.
Did you know that GOAT was an acronym, AJ?
I did.
Okay, thanks for filling me in. I'm the old fart. I don't know.
I thought you got it when you took it as a compliment.
I just thought he was calling me a farm animal. I thought he was calling me. I was like, okay, I'm a goat. I didn't know that it was an acronym. I had no clue that GOAT was an acronym until I was watching something and it broke down what... I don't have a GOAT sound. I'm sorry. All I have is a donkey.
Close enough.
Goats and donkeys are two very different things.
They are. But okay. I did not know that GOAT stood for something. I thought Jalen was being funny by calling me a farm animal.
What kind of joke is just like, oh, hey, you're a goat?
I said something cool and funny because I'm cool and hip, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm down with the kid ales.
Yeah. I think I just lost a few brain cells.
I apologize
for
that.
I think I just lost all of them.
You lost those a long time ago.
We'll order you some more, baby boy, off Amazon. Off Target. This is a Target spot. But I thought he was just, I knew it was a compliment, but I didn't realize that it was an acronym. I'm sorry. I don't even know how to find the location turn-ons on my Snapchat, people. Come on. What do you expect from me? I'm fat and I'm old.
You're one of those things.
Thank you. But I digress. So he called me a goat, and yeah. I was watching something on the television, the talking picture tube, and it explained to me that goat...
I don't think they're tubes anymore.
Mine is. I'm stuck in the 70s. GOAT, G-O-A-T, stands for... greatest of all time.
Yes.
So now, yes. When I...
No, really?
I know, right? You're mind blown.
Never would have thought.
You really are the GOAT.
I am. I am the greatest of all time, and your little feet, Cheeto feet smelling friend...
Little?
...told me... No, he's not. He's like 7'4". And he's a lumberjack now. But he was calling me the greatest of all time. And if I would have realized that at the time, I probably would not have, you know, reacted the way that I did by introducing his face to the nearest corner wall that I had in my home.
Oh, but I thought you were going to snap his neck or something.
No, I didn't want to do that. You know, wow. You have somebody else's kids over your house, there's one rule. Take them back alive. Bruised, battered, cut, bleeding, it's all good, but alive.
He would have been alive.
That's true. Stretcher probably wouldn't have fit through his front door, though. But I am the GOAT. But I digress. Social media, private status.
Yes.
Okay. We all understand that social media is the antithesis of the word social, is to communicate widely, right?
Yes.
Correct.
So is it not the most asinine thing to have to create a social media account and put it in private status? If you want to be private, just not create the social media.
Okay.
This is, furthermore, let me add this point before you chime in, Sydney, because you are jumping out of your bra right now. Here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Corey, thanks.
I believe that if people have social media accounts that are set to private, they are hiding something.
Yes.
They are definitely hiding something because if it wasn't set to private, then they wouldn't be hiding it. They've got to be either hiding something or you're hiding something that you don't want the rest of the public to see. It's social media. There is no such thing in 2017 as anonymity online. There, you can't do it. There is no privacy online. So, Sydney, what say you?
Okay. So, I actually have a private Instagram account.
Because you're hiding something.
No, because I don't want some random pedophile to look at my photos of my face. And, like, I put location on some of my photos. And so, I don't want some, like, it's just a thing. Like, you know, like,
Okay, but if you know that threat is out there and you want to avoid that threat, why even have it? If you're that afraid, then don't have a social media account.
But it's not being afraid of anything. Like, I want to share what I'm doing with my family and friends.
Yeah, talk right on that microphone.
But, like, I don't want some random person to, like, see what I'm doing. Like, it could be some 50-year-old male peeping on my photos. Like, no thank you. Like, I want to share what I'm doing with my family that don't live near me.
So then text them pictures of what you're doing. That's a more private connection.
So every time I post something on Instagram, you would like me to individually send it to everybody. I have, like...
If you want to keep it that private, that you don't want the hairy-sacked English pedos looking at your pictures, then Snapchat isn't the place. It's a social media media platform. It's a platform. It's a public platform.
Okay.
It's useless to have it set to private.
Each social media is different. Like Facebook, can you even have a private account?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't know that. So my account's not private on Facebook.
Okay, so the pedos are going to your Facebook account then to see all your pictures, because your Facebook is tied to your Snapchat and your Pinterest and your Instagram. So your theory just went right out the window, young lady. Right out the window. Hey, Lip, what's that flying out the window? Sydney's Point.
Yep.
I'm going to still argue on that, okay? Because my Snap, you can't have a private account on Snapchat.
Yes, you can.
No, you can.
Yes, you can.
No, you can.
Yes, you can.
Okay, on Snapchat.
I can do better than you.
On Snapchat,
you.
No, you what can. You can
yes,
do.
Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can.
On Snapchat, yes, can. You get notifications when people. Are you?
That was beautiful falsetto, baby. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I try my hardest.
Let's go buy you another car.
Woo! Another car? Where's mine?
Where's my first one?
Oh, I dropped that one.
Okay. How do you drop a car?
I dropped it in the parking lot. My bad. Sydney, continue on
I'm
with your...
I'm getting lightheaded.
Don't get lightheaded, because your point is there, but...
My point is valid.
No, okay? It's not.
It is.
I disagree with everything you're saying.
All right, AJ, what's yours? We're up on a break. Quickly, can you do it up real quickly, or do you want to do it on the other side of the
Yes,
break?
I can. Okay. Certain social media things are allowed to be private. Like, if your Facebook account is private, I'm okay with that. But if your Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter are private accounts, then there's something wrong with you. Because Snapchat is meant for people to see what you're doing. So, especially with the newest Snapchat update, people are going to see what you're doing and where you are. It's meant to be viewed by all. Instagram. Why would you have a private Instagram account? I don't have a private Instagram account. I don't care if people are looking at my pictures. What are they going
to
do?
Isn't that the whole point, to post pictures and stuff that people can look at? Sydney's going into complete convulsions right now.
Yes.
The point of having an Instagram is to have people see what you're doing. It's meant for people to see what you're doing, how you're doing it, all that. If you don't want people to know where you are and what you're doing, turn location off or don't have it.
Lady K is on your side, Sydney. Lady K chimes
Thank
in.
Thank you, Lady K. Lady I K like you.
She says she wants friends without the freaks.
Exactly. Thank you.
Lady K, exactly. From what I've heard, you are a freak.
Oh. Hey,
okay, well,
hey, don't
listen.
Throw punches at Lady K.
Yeah, because I saying, can Corey agree. I can go nice, against nice that, too, because maybe you. You're.
He reads my tweets. No, he doesn't. I
if
lie.
You're,
he
if
doesn't.
You're a freak and you have friends that are freaks, you don't want other freaks getting into your freakiness, because they might be a different kind of freak.
Then what's the point of having the social media account? Just text your friends or go hang out with them. Oh wait, God. I forgot. You don't have them.
Okay.
Sydney's making
let's
turn.
Let's go to the break before I kill AJ.
Try me.
Let's go, AJ.
Triangle up.
No.
All right, we're going to hose off the teenagers, and we'll be right back on the other side of this to continue the private status debate of 2020. What year is this?
We're off from 2019 or something.
I blacked out a little bit. I'll be back after this. I'm scared, man.
Trigger.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn.
I didn't get the alert because apparently I am not trusted with that responsibility.
You don't have Facebook.
I got it back.
No, only because after your life coach advised you.
The life coach.
No, not
no,
the life
he listened
coach.
To the show, he, got mad, and now he doesn't want to have any contact with me.
You were telling me that when my face was in your lap while we were sitting here for 3 hours waiting for Philippius, and I call shenanigans on that.
That's, no, I don't even talk to him anymore. I don't.
That grin on your
I
face.
I forgot his name.
That grin. His
I
name
forgot
is,
his name.
His name is Harambe. That grin on your face.
Harambe got shot.
And that was your life
now,
coach.
Now he's in jail.
Yeah.
Was he black?
He was.
Curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought him back, bitch. I know what you're talking about. You heard?
I never heard that.
Afterburn. Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, folks, that was a clip from our Afterburn bonus show. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by our Afterburn bonus show. It's a monthly additional show, uncensored, commercial free, and all for less than a cup of coffee. This is the way that our new business plan is laid out, folks, where this is a direct financial cash flow right into this very show. So we need your help with that, ladies and gentlemen. Sign up today through our partnership with Patreon at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. It's $3 a month for the love of baby Jesus. Let me see if my little man knows how to do it. AJ, you can afford $3 a month, right?
Yes,
he can. So if AJ can do it, so can you.
Wow, just throw me under the bus.
He doesn't get that reference because he wasn't here last week when the intern threw me under the bus when I asked him if he could afford $3, and he said no.
No.
That clip is up on our Instagram page. But Afterburn, ladies and gentlemen, hear us like you want to really hear us completely let loose that we can't do here on this show under the restrictions of sponsors and commercials and the people that have baseball bats standing outside of our studio that we call the suits. But ladies and gentlemen, support the show. The best way to do it is purchasing a subscription to our Afterburn bonus show, which is Fat Guy Radio Show's monthly bonus show. And if you want to kick it up a notch, you can become an elite Facebook group member for $8 a month. And you get access to the live stream and video replay in this elite private group on Facebook. Get started at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Welcome back to the Shuddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I lost my mouse. Oh, there it is. I'm doing 18 things at one time. I apologize for that.
Did you find him?
Yes, I did. I found my mouse. So, Sydney, you think that there is a reason to have a private Snapchat.
Yes.
AJ, you think that it is, you're about 90% no, 10% yes.
Only for Facebook, yes.
Okay, and Lip doesn't care.
Lip uses social
media. Go, Lip,
media.
I wish I was you.
I just think that it's not, I think that it's, if it's public, it's a public platform, use it. It's a public platform. They're out there not to be made private, and if you want to keep it amongst your friends, then a social media platform may not be your place. But we all have a valid argument. I will give it that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lip. I appreciate your support and all of that.
I think we're
well, I know
words
I
now.
Have a valid argument.
Well, yes, we all have a valid argument.
Excuse me, my point, my argument.
I agree with that, or don't agree with that.
Now let's do this. Let's talk about this though, because I am. This is a personal issue for me. I'm sorry, but I got to air it out. It's hard for me.
Are you okay there?
Okay.
Because of who I am and what I do, on this here microphone, this here talking black thing hanging out of the table.
Yes.
Whoa.
I often get friends request or suggested friends that are friends of AJ's and friends of Sydney's. Is it bad that I get creeped out by that?
I wouldn't say it's bad that you get creeped out. I mean, it's kind of funny that you get creeped out at the thought of being friends with one of our friends on a social media thing.
I mean, it's not like you guys are interacting in real life and you're like, hey, let's hang out. Let's go to the mall.
Well, I don't know, but I feel creeped out any way that it goes when someone under a certain age is requesting me friends or following me. Now, it does happen, and I understand that, but is there not a creep factor to that, though?
If you're like on Facebook, and my friends over here just like, oh, let me add him as a friend. That crosses that has, the line of creepy.
That has happened. There it's has been like, several of your friends that have creeped over onto my Facebook page. And there you have a friend request from da da da. And then it says mutual friends. And it's like, I'm like, what?
Right.
Who?
I'm like, this, what?
I mean,
I understand I'm cool and everything, but
let's calm that ego down a little bit.
My bad. I apologize for that. I am a goat. I'm a goat.
To some people, not to all.
Jalen, and that's all that matters.
Oh, okay. So,
so now Jalen only matters.
I guess I'm not important to you anymore.
Did you call
you
me
never
a goat?
Were. It's okay.
I just did before the break.
Oh, okay. Well, then you matter better than Jalen then.
I better matter better than Jalen.
And now let's calm down your ego. See, you walked into that with your face open. So when your friends open. So friends request. Is it okay to be friends with your kids' friends on Facebook if you're an adult?
Only see, if you know them decently.
I have a what different
do you, what do you mean decent what do you mean decently
like for so I get what you're saying, like some of my friends like you've met So like, I would understand if Jalen,
if Jalen or Carson were to ask to be your friend on Facebook, I'd be okay with that. I'd be like, you know them decently well. You've met them several times.
Yes.
I could understand that. But let's say freaking
Marco
and Polo? His brother Polo decided that they wanted to add you as a friend on Facebook, and you've literally had no contact with them.
Who was it again? It was Marco.
Polo.
You sounded so unsure.
What?
Are you sure his brother's name is Polo?
Wait.
Marco?
Wait, hold on. What was it? It was Marco.
Polo?
Was his brother?
Yes.
I don't know why that was hilarious to me.
If Marco and his brother Polo...
Polo!
If they decided that they wanted to be friends with you and you've never met them, then we have an issue because that's weird.
Okay, but then they're just... I can understand why they will request me, but yeah. I still find it weird.
I think it's weird that you find it weird.
Well, I don't think that there's... I mean, because number one, they shouldn't be listening to this show if they're of that young of age. And I thought Facebook had an age limit on it.
It did. It doesn't anymore.
It doesn't anymore? It's gone?
Because yeah. they had people that were over Facebook 100 died. Years old.
Oh. Well, people over 100 years old, and they just went skydiving in Lake Havasu City. Yeah, that doesn't match up.
Okay.
I love how accepting you are of that. Like, okay, yeah, people totally dive.
Lady K off Twitter, Polo. The
Marco.
Martha says, I don't think so. No. Martha doesn't think so, that she's cool. She's cool with having... I don't know. To AJ's point, unless I know them personally, and almost like if I've met their parents, then I'm kind of okay with having them on my Facebook page. But you know how Facebook loves to give you those... random suggested friends BS.
Yeah.
And most of the times if I'm scrolling to that, I come across friends that are mutual friends. That would be crossing the creep vector if I clicked add as friend.
Yeah.
If I friended them and they were mutual friends, that's creep factor 10.0, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say as soon as you hit request friend, the police would be knocking at your door.
Yeah. Your name would now be Peter.
I would be Pedo.
Peter.
Oh, Peter?
Peter file.
He's not the...
No.
Oh.
He's a Peter file.
He's not the brother of Marco.
Polo?
No, I don't think so.
Me neither.
What just happened?
I don't know.
But I will give him this, that there are times where, like some of the friends that I do have of yours, AJ, that's on my Facebook page and they pop up on my wall, some of their stuff be pretty funny. I ain't gonna lie.
How many of my friends do you have?
Two.
Do you have any of mine?
I don't know. But
you don't have enough friends for him to add.
I don't know. Because there are lots of people that are on my Facebook page.
I feel like it would be weird for my friends to do that. Like, I'm weirded out if my friends request
it. You know where it happens more? Not on Facebook. It happens more on Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, because you're a personality on Instagram. Your Facebook is personal, but your Instagram is kind of open to all.
My Facebook is also a personality as well. It's mostly about... It's not a lot of my personal life on my Facebook page. I do it more for the show.
I think for me, like my perspective, if my friend requested you, it's because I've told them about you. Like if they were just like randomly, like never heard of you, never talked to you or anything, like just out of the blue, friend requested you, I'd be like...
That'd be a little weird.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you, unless I have met their parents, I'm not letting, I just don't feel, I mean, cause like if you're sitting there and you're a parent and you're going through your child's Facebook page and you see this big, huge, fat internet radio host dude doing Waka Waka on your wall. Wouldn't you be a little weird in any way? You wouldn't be a little trepidatious about that?
Jimmy, why is that big man going Waka Waka on your wall? Tell him to stop walking on your wall.
Jimmy, you need to get over there and look at your wall a little closer because there's some fat dude doing the Waka Waka. And I don't understand why you allow him to do the Waka Waka on your wall.
I could have sworn we told you to stop having people do the Waka Waka on your wall after the last incident.
You need to know what happened to your grandpa, Uncle Junior, cousin, brother when he had some fat dude doing Waka Waka on his wall.
You know what happened? He became your grandpa, cousin, Uncle Junior, brother.
Remember that weird dude that was doing Waka Waka back in the 60s? He ended up touching your cousin's sister mother in the wrong way.
And that That's why we don't see that part of the family.
You don't do Waka Waka. Go up the street and talk to them two boys, Marco.
Polo.
And that was Radio Theater, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, let's talk some movie trailers. Are we ready to do trailer talk?
No.
Oh, crap. It's break time. All right, we're going to have to slam it in the last break. We went too long, Sydney. You talked too much.
I get that a lot.
I could have told you that.
Well, that's okay, because Sydney's longest commercial in the world is coming up on this.
Oh, God, please, no.
Oh, my God, no. Stop.
All right.
Kill me now. Someone save me.
All right.
Time for that.
We don't have enough time. The show's damn near over. All right, we'll play the short one then.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, we're going to break.
You're a little late.
Yeah.
You're a little late. And on the other side of this break, it's Instagram follower post of the week and trailer talk. You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Me, 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 me. La, 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 la.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. AJ, what's up with the vocal exercises?
I'm getting warmed up for season 5 of Little Fella Radio, Sydney.
But it's a teen talk show. Operative word. Talk, not sing.
Have you ever listened to one of our shows?
Of course.
Think about it. Really think about it.
We sing. Me, 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 me,
la, 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 la.
The biggest little show on the internet, Little Fella Radio with AJ and Sydney at littlefellaradio.com.
They're wacky, they're zany, wacky and zany. It's another wacky and zany show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Hello from Halo 6, ladies and gentlemen. I can't tell you how much that little kid across from the console hated when I smoked traditional tobacco products. It sucked. There were times where, you know, you can't smoke in the car with him. So we would literally pull over to the side of the road. He'd sit there while I jumped out wherever we are and had a cigarette. Those days are over, and they're over with the help of Halo Cigs at FatGuyRadioShow.com. They are electronic cigarettes and e-liquids for everybody. As you can see, last week I displayed my new upgraded stainless steel Triton Tank 2 battery. Yes, I need to refill my e-liquid, but it's so perfect that I can use this around anybody and it doesn't bother them. It doesn't have an odor. It doesn't have any lingering smoke. It's water vapor. And they have styles and flavors for everybody. I particularly love the Sub-Zero flavor. Check it out. They have something for you. And if you question ever switching to electronic cigarettes, Halo 6 has an amazing blog on their website full of information. So after you're done ordering your product through the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, after you've checked out, go back to Halo 6 and read some of the amazing information about the health, what leading experts are saying. Halo 6 is more than just an electronic cigarette company, and they are proud to sponsor Fat Guy Radio Show. Check it out through the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, and we thank Halo 6 for being a proud partner to Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the segment that everybody loves so much. It is time for Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers because the trailers are free. And this week's featured trailer is The Emoji Movie, starring T.J. Miller and James Gordon.
Gordon. Yes.
James Horden?
It's James Corden.
That's what I said.
You said Gordon.
That's what it is, isn't it?
I thought it was Corden.
With the C?
With the C, not
with
a G.
With the C?
Yeah.
Oh, James. Well, that fat dude that sings in vans.
It's not a van, it's an SUV.
That too. Hidden inside a smartphone, the bustling city of Texopolis is home to all emojis. Each emoji has only one facial expression, except for Gene, an exuberant emoji with multiple expressions. Determined to become normal like the other emojis, Gene enlists the help of his friends High Five and a notorious code breaker called Jailbreak. During their travels through the other apps, the three emojis discover a great danger that could threaten their phone's very existence. Directed by Tom Leondis, in theaters July 28th. Lip, what is your take on The Emoji Movie?
It's probably going to be a okay movie. It might entertain my son. I don't know.
Really?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Sydney, what's your take on The Emoji Movie trailer?
It looks really dorky. and it just seems too much like, what's that one movie? Inside Out or whatever it's called, right?
Inside Out? Is that another cartoon animated movie?
Yeah.
They're
like feelings,
You'd almost think they were made by the same company.
Are they? Is it Pixar?
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Pretty sure, so you're going to bag me like you don't even know.
That's kind of how our relationship Come on now. Works.
I didn't know. So it looks corny to you?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be interested in seeing it, but...
AJ, what's your take on The Emoji Movie starring T.J. Miller and James Corden Gordon?
It looks dumb, but it's that type of dumb that I'm sure I'd enjoy a little bit. It's like it has parts that look retarded, but it also has parts that like I feel like I could watch this entire movie for the parts that are worth it.
It is a movie based off of text message pictures.
That's the part that's ruining for me. It's like you made emojis a movie. Why would you? Who got that idea?
Why?
Like, who was this guy that said, hey? No, I can tell you exactly what it sounded like. Hey guys, I'm looking in my phone here, and I can see that there might be a world underneath everything that we see, and we're gonna call it Texopolis. Let's make a movie about that, and then Sydney and Lip are gonna go and see it. It's gonna be great. We're gonna make millions and millions of dollars because the American people all over the Americas don't care if there's any type of entertaining value in anything. They're gonna come see a movie about little pictures that are in their cell phones. That's exactly what that fat, sexless noob said, and that's why they came up with this stupid cockamamie idea about pictures in your phone. It's a movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies out there.
I can understand Legos, even though they went too far with all the Batmans and the Supermans and the superheroes.
The Batman Lego movie was a bit too far.
Who wasn't a kid that played with Legos imagining that they were real? The first Lego movie,
they're dead to me at this point.
The first
I raised my hand. Sorry, I know.
The first Lego movie was great, but now we are talking about little bite-sized, less than 1 kilogram of data occupying your phone now has a featured film. We are doomed.
It's like they were running out of ideas, and someone shouted out, "Hey, what if we do a movie about emojis?" And everyone was just like, "We're desperate. Yes."
Gave emoji faces.
They're just like, here.
No, what they did is that they said, hey, let's do a movie about emojis. And everybody started texting each other thumbs ups.
Probably, I would not doubt it.
This is such a stupid concept of a movie. And I guarantee you it's going to make $250 million because we're stupid.
No, it's the only reason it's going to make that much money is because people want to go see how bad it's going to be.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
People, if a trailer looks horrible, people will spend the money just to bag on it.
That is so true, my little lope. That is so 100% true. He's foreshadowing his college of choice, and I couldn't be happier. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been Trailer Talk, and we're going to keep it rolling if we want to keep it rolling. Can we keep it rolling, Lip, and can we get in Instagram follower post of the week?
We got like 5 minutes.
We got 5 minutes to do Instagram follower post of the week. It's going to take me 5 minutes to find the sound bed.
Five.
I can never find this. Oh, where is it?
Five.
Five. You just shouted out five, and I didn't even know.
I was hoping you would catch on to that,
well,
bro.
I was because he said 5 minutes, and then you said five, so I was like.
That's true. What? But 5 minutes to Lip is actually like 20.
Oh, nice. Because
by the time we're done with the show, it'll be 3 hours long. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the second segment that's sweeping the nation. We're talking about Instagram follower post of the week. All right, and this week's featured Instagram follower post of the week comes from Lurksyj, L-E-R-K-S-Y-J, Chris Barnett, who shared a picture of him getting a parking ticket. In the picture, you see two motorcycles, one belonging to Chris and the other belonging to the police officer. The police officer is standing next to his police bike, clearly writing a ticket. But there is more to the Instagram post, as Chris describes in the comments under his post. He wrote, quote, "So yesterday I received a ticket for parking my bike on the 20-foot wide sidewalk in front of my business. So he, the police officer, parked his motorcycle on the sidewalk to give me a ticket for being parked on the sidewalk. Can you say double standard? So since they enforce the law, does that make them above the law? Nice to see our tax dollars are so hard at work here. As tweakers run crazy, houses get robbed, real crimes occurring. I'm getting ticketed for being parked on the sidewalk. My mind is blown, but hope everyone is having a good day. Stay blessed, y'all." End quote. I see his frustration a little bit with this.
Yes.
The police officer pulled up behind him on the sidewalk to write a ticket for his motorcycle being parked on the sidewalk.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. And that is your Instagram follower post of the week, because these two kids are sitting there with their arms folded.
Because this post, I've actually got triggered by it.
How are you triggered by it? So you want to sit back with your arms folded?
I'm not going to say anything, because it's going to be mean what I say, and I don't want to say anything mean.
Why?
Well, baby, that's what the show is about. Say it. Go ahead. I'm okay.
Well, I just don't like the part where they're just like, nice to see my tax dollars hard at work when there's more crimes going on. Okay, maybe those crimes aren't going on near that police officer. Maybe he's not near any of it. But the fact that you're getting upset over a parking ticket, sure, the cop shouldn't have parked behind you, but why are you getting mad over that? He's just doing his job. People act like cops go out of their way to do bad things when it's their job to do these things. People get mad at cops for doing their job and then complain that cops aren't doing their job. I just don't see how these double standards. People claim cops have double standards. People just complain that cops have double standards when people themselves have triple standards for cops. They expect them to do the job and then complain about the job they're doing, and then they just find another way to complain about it.
You have a very valid point. Why would you want to hold that in? That was a beautiful point.
Yeah. Because I don't want them to message the show and be like, "How dare you?"
No, well, you know who you sound like? You sound like me. I say the exact same thing. Cops get a bad rap all the time.
They do, and I don't understand why.
He's doing his job, but I thought it was pretty damn funny. I thought it was a great picture to put up on Instagram because, okay, should the cop have parked behind him on the motorcycle on the sidewalk? Yes and no. But, and then you know what? And I'm not even going to get into all of the additional comments that was posted on there, because it did go into that whole realm where people started talking about, well, you know, well, there's school shootings. I don't know how somebody parlayed school shootings into a cop giving a ticket, but I understand. But the cop is doing it. I thought that it was a great Instagram post. I thought it was more ironic than necessarily law bending, because yes, it's kind of like, you know, you go to an amusement park and all the rides are broken, or you go to, you know, you go to get married like Lip did and it's a rainy day. It's just simply ironic that the cop parked behind him and broke the same exact law. But you are absolutely right, 100%, my smart college bound young man. cops do get a bad rap most of the time. And off the Twitter model, Martha says, amen. And Lady K something said something and my screen went dead. Oh, nope. That's about the Hollywood. No depth in Hollywood. Sorry, I'm a little behind on the tweets. But yeah. You are absolutely right, because people give cops a bad rap. I chose that Instagram post because of the irony of the whole picture. The irony of the fact that it's a cop parked on the sidewalk. I thought it was humorous.
It is funny.
Yeah.
I would laugh. I would have taken the ticket. The ticket, you know, he's in California, I believe, and he's a tattoo artist. I'm going to go out to him and get a tattoo. But we feature them. And also, thank you very much, Chris, for Chris Barnett, for following us on Instagram. And that's what the Instagram follower post of the week definitely is. But I love how my baby just got all political and everything. I want to go buy him a new suit and tie and a briefcase now.
I can go be a defense attorney. Let's do this.
You could be. You know what, baby? You can put the system on trial.
I'll do it.
Put the system on trial. Right. Sydney, yes. What was your take on the police thing? Quickly.
Okay, so I just think it's really odd that he's complaining about it. Because, like, where else was he supposed to park? Like, maybe, yeah, he parks on, like, the road, right? But what, like, a parking spot. But then, like... You know, and he has to walk all the way over there. Yeah. I'm just seeing it from a lazy point of view.
And then the cop isn't fat.
Yeah.
You know, like, he could have walked.
Yeah, but
what's
like,
up, you lazy cop?
I find it more humorous than
yes.
making, like, the way the guy took it as, like, serious. Like, it's just ironic. Like, you
it
said.
Is.
Like,
no,
it's just
I think,
funny. Like,
I think Chris was poking fun at it, about the poking fun at the irony, but then the comments and the stream under his comment, they went way too into political and, you know, yeah. people snatching babies.
Oh.
That's because people have to make a bad thing out of everything.
Because there's a cop involved.
Exactly. If there's a cop involved, they instantly go, he's not doing his job, when he's doing exactly what he's meant to do. When it comes to simple things like parking tickets and simple things cops do, people don't want them to do it because they don't think it's important. But yet, if someone were speeding and someone thought, oh, he's supposed to get a ticket, he's supposed to be out there stopping school shootings. Why are you getting mad at him for doing, why are you mad at doing what you said you didn't want him to do?
That's very true. And you know what? I see people speeding all the time by me. And so I speed to catch them, to hope to grab attention from the cop to help them pull over. Or I may just be using that as a reason to speed.
Yeah.
You go with the flow of traffic.
I do. I go with the flow of traffic. But you're learning how to drive still. So you don't go with the flow of traffic. You follow all the laws of the street.
I totally do all of that. I am never illegal. Always wear your seatbelt, kids.
Right.
We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. That is our show for today. Thank you very much to Little Fella Radio host AJ and Sydney for sitting in on today's show. DT will be back next week, Mata Martha, so you can go ahead and just change out the batteries for his return next week. All right. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. He's in the hallway playing Marco.
Hello.
With some rent with that old lady that AJ knocked down during his trickery. All right. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Amazon. If you want it or need it, Amazon's got it, and you can get it through our show's Amazon portal. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Interact with us all week long on our social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Full Olympias.
Yes, sir.
And our associate producer, in absentia, Daniel Taylor. I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, decide if they're a friend or a freak. And tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Adios.
Bye-bye. The kids didn't know to say something.
Oh, hello. Bye.
Bye.